I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, and happy Friday from Bob Sherwood. I've got one for you today. Believe me, what I'm going to say in the next 10 or 15 minutes is going to blow your mind. You're going to say, it's so obvious. You probably thought about it a lot, but never thought about it in the terms that I'm going to discuss it in, and also why this particular word controls your happiness to a large degree. Remember, we had choices. We talked about that. You make choices. If you watched Ted Lasso lately, you know, he had a whole speech on choices. Then we talked about stories, you know, telling things in a story form. I write reports, and I try to tell the story in a report. You know, this is what I was asked to do. This is what I found. This is my conclusions. It's kind of a story that unfolds with discovery. But today, this word is something special. It is absolutely special, and I've been thinking about it now for about 3 days. Here it goes. I'm going to give it to you. The word that I'm talking about today that you need to write down before I tell you this word. How are you feeling today? Are you happy? Are you not happy? Are you tense? Are you have anxieties? Are you worried about something? This word is the foundation word that contributes to all of those feelings. Okay, here it goes. I know you're going to say, well, that's obvious, Bob. Why are you even bringing it up? Well, because maybe it is obvious, so we don't think about it much. But if we think about it and then use it in our daily life, it can reduce stress demonstrably. Okay, I promised I would tell you this word, and here it is. The word is expectations. Expectations. Expectations, something like that. Expectations. Why is that so important? Because if we have high expectations for something we're doing and it doesn't come out that way, then we feel bad. We feel sad. So the expectations to a large degree determine our frustration. I had a call this morning on my expert witness work. And my expectations would be that it would be a pretty straightforward call. Well, 3 minutes into the call, they're asking me questions about documents that I haven't even read yet. So I guess their expectations were I would have read those documents. I did not read those documents yet. So I felt a little frustrated during the call because I wasn't sure what their expectations were. But my expectations were the call was going to go a different way. So I felt kind of ambivalent after the call. But expectations cover that. If I go into a situation that something's going to happen, like I'm going to get the order, I'm going to get the promotion, it's going to go perfectly, and then something else happens, I get frustrated. Because whatever the event was didn't meet my expectations. Now, some people might say, well, wait a minute, Bob. Let's just have expectations for nothing. I'll expect nothing. I go into a meeting and have very, very low expectations. And no matter what happens then, I come out okay because something happened better than my expectations. Yeah, that's some truth in that. But let's go to another point. Other people will say, wait a minute, Bob. If I expect to fail, then I will fail. No, that's not the case. I've heard this a dozen times. If your expectations are failing, then you won't fail. So you need expectations of winning. Well, that's fine. That's a positive thought you can have in your mind when you're talking about an event. But obviously, if you're expecting all week to win, and if you don't win, you're really going to feel sad because that was your expectations. On the other hand, if your expectations were just to play your best, just to do your best, and you came out and you lost the game, for example, but you did your best, you may feel sad, but you won't feel frustrated because you met your expectations. What are your expectations for today? All of you who are listening have something you're doing today. You're going to meet someone. You're going to go somewhere. You're going to eat, have dinner somewhere. You're going to do something. Even a little thing is dinner. Gosh, I went to this place before and it was great. Great. It's going to be so great tonight. Then I go, food's terrible. Bingo. I'm feeling sad because my expectations were not met. So your expectations, meeting them or not meeting them, affects how you feel. You're going to meet with somebody today and you expect this meeting to go fantastic. And then they deal you something from out in left field and bingo, now your expectations have been changed dramatically. People get frustrated if they have high expectations and they never meet them. You know the story. All the self-help people pitch it. You can be anything you want. You can be a surgeon. You can be a jet pilot. You can go to the moon. You can do this. You can do that. You can play NBA basketball. And then maybe you can't do any of those things, so you're going to be frustrated most of your life because you won't have met your expectations in what you've done. But expectations are present in almost everything we do. I looked at some stock I purchased today. My expectation was that the stock was going to go up. It went down. I feel bad. Now I'm not a whole human being. My masculinity has been crushed. I don't have any analysis capabilities. Yeah, because my expectations weren't met. Now, everything I said is kind of false. I shouldn't feel bad. It's a stock market. Stocks go up and they go down. But because I set an expectation and that wasn't achieved, it affects my feeling about myself. So expectations occur in almost everything we're doing during the day. Sure, I thought about it. I'll buy this stock and I expect it to go down. Then it goes down. I'm thinking, wow, it's perfect. Perfect choice. It went down. No, I'm not suggesting that. But I'm suggesting that we rationalize. No, that's not the exact term, not rationalize. But we set our expectations in a very realistic level. I'm never going to play in the NBA. I'm 78 years old. I'm never going to play in the NBA. I am not going to be a brain surgeon. I'm not going to be a jet pilot. Although for $2,000, I could take a self-help seminar and they would say, Bob, you can be a jet pilot. You can be a brain surgeon. Well, I want my $2,000 back because I can't achieve those things. Oh, yes, you can. Never set your expectations too low. Now, I think that's all poppycock, razzle-dazzle, scrumble-dumble, or any other kind of word you want to use. I think we have to be very careful with ourselves and our own feelings about what our expectations are. Because when we set them too high, or we set them inappropriately, or maybe we even set them irrationally, such as, I am going to be an NBA basketball star. That's my expectation. When we set them irrationally, we're going to wind up being frustrated most of the time. Most of the time. I had a professor in college one time. He told me that the purpose of a college professor is to keep their class under stress, whether it's a test or homework. Not so much stress that they just say, oh, God, I can't be done. I can't finish this course. Just enough stress to keep them on edge. That was his concept of teaching. You had to have some, you had to impose some level of stress on your students in order for them to overcome that stress and get an A in his course. I don't know if he was correct in his assessment or not, but I do know this, that expectations, one way or the other, can cause significant stress. They affect our feelings. Right now, for example, you're doing something. I don't know what it is. I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. Somebody out there listening. What are your expectations for this podcast? Are you expecting me to blow your mind with some razzle-dazzle thing that you're going to try today and be a millionaire tomorrow? I hope not, because if you are, you're going to be very frustrated tomorrow when you wake up and find out that you're not a millionaire. So you got to set correct expectations, or rational or reasonable expectations, right? But what are your expectations for today? You know what I mean. Sometimes at the end of the day, you say to yourself, I had a great day today. And other days, I had a terrible day today. More than likely, on the great day, you met all your expectations, whatever they might be. Maybe you had low expectations for the day, but you met them and you feel great. And some days you have high expectations. I expect this project to be finished. I expect to get promoted. I expect the call to go perfectly. And what happens? Frustration falls in, because your feelings are affected by your expectations. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is to think about yourself and your feelings, how you feel about yourself, with respect to the expectations that you put on yourself, or your place on yourself. Because that's the key. That's the key in this word, expectations. If you just think about it for a while, it's the kind of word that is seductive, because you think about your expectations. How to make yourself feel better by setting reasonable expectations. I want myself to feel good. I don't want to feel bad, but on the other hand, I don't want to set my expectations so low that they can be achieved by a five-year-old. You know the old story about winning. You've heard it a dozen times. Well, here's now a dozen and one, because I've asked it in all my seminars. Do you want to win? Oh, yes, I want to win. That's my old goal in life. Well, I can tell you that I win every time. Play a four-year-old, or play somebody that's not as good as you are. Play somebody that's half as good as you are, and you'll beat them. Now you won. Are you happy? No, you're not happy. Why? Because your expectations going into a match of any kind, where the person is half as good as you are, or 5 years old, your expectations are to win. Your expectations are met, but you're still not happy. Why? Wrong expectation. In other words, you're expecting to win and you win, but you still feel bad because that expectation was not rationally based. You don't really want to win. You want to play somebody that's as good as you are, that makes you play your best, and then you win. Then you're feeling good. You've exceeded your expectations on a rational basis. Does this sound like gobbledygook, or waddle-doddle, or bubble-dabble, or dibble-dabble-dooble-dabble? Probably, until you write it down on a sheet of paper in front of you. I'm looking at mine right now. I wrote it on an envelope. Expectations. And I've asked myself, which I'm asking myself right now, in real time, what are my expectations for the day? Do I expect to have a great day? What do I expect to accomplish? And if I don't achieve those things, will I feel bad because they didn't make my expectations? Or will I feel bad because I set my expectations too high, and I could have made my day a lot better if I set my expectations real low? What are your plans for the day? Mine for the rest of the day is to do absolutely nothing, to just do nothing. So even if I get my car washed today or watch a show, I will have achieved all my expectations, and I will end the day totally happy because my expectations were zero. Now, I'm not recommending that to you, but what are your expectations, and how will your expectations, you personally, you who I am talking to, and you know who you are, what are your expectations? And think about those expectations with respect to your own feelings about yourself. That's all for today. Write down that word next to the other words, choices, stories. Now we have a new word, a new concept that we can think about, and that is expectations. So I'm seeing you later, or I'll see you later. See you later. I'll be watching the Chiefs game on Sunday, and hopefully we will win, because that's my expectation. And if we do, I'll be happy, and if we don't, I'll be frustrated. That's all for today. Have a good weekend. See you next week, if not before.
to see.